happened that day, right? Good Friday, the cross. A criminal was forgiven, and his eternal destiny changed. A Roman soldier changed his worldview. A mother received a son. A son received a mother. And a bizarre story in Matthew tells us that the tombs were opened and that the saints actually came out of them. The veil in the temple was split in two. Even in nature, things are happening. The sky goes dark and the earth quakes. Isaiah 53 tells us that one of the things that happened that day was a healing. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. By his wounds, we are healed. If we look back in Isaiah chapter 1, we read that things are really bad with the people of God. They are a people in deep rebellion and lost. Isaiah describes them this way. Why will you still be struck down? Why will you continue to rebel? The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but bruises and sores and raw wounds. They are not pressed out or bound up or softened with oil. He describes the people as being desperately ill. It's really quite graphic. Mass, open sores, unbandaged wounds. What can be done? What can be done? More hypocritical worship? Perhaps maybe more animal sacrifices? Or maybe just more words, more things written, more things said? No. None of that will work. Someone must come to wipe away the slate clean. Someone must take the disease and give back health. Someone must bear the blows and give back well-being. It literally says in the Hebrew, in his welts, it is healed to us. Today I'm going to do something a little bit different for a Good Friday. You see, I believe it's the work of the Holy Spirit to bring healing. And what better day than on this Good Friday, this day when we think and meditate and look at the cross, a day to acknowledge the need for deep healing in our hearts, our minds, and even our bodies, physical healing. Paul said this about the cross in 1 Corinthians. He said, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And so what I'd like to do today is, when I finish here, we're going to read the solemn collects, and then I'm going to place the cross up front. I have two tables up here, and there are sticky notes.
council stands, and I'm going to ask that you come forward.
We're not going to be in a hurry. No rush. You don't have to feel that you have to rush through it, but come forward and write on that sticky note a word, a sentence, a name, something between you and God alone. No one is going to know what you write. I'm not going to know. No one will know. I'll take them off later and before the second service, and I'll never read them. No one will know. But something or some area where you need healing. For some of you, it may be a need to be clear about your sins, a need to confess and repent, and healing will follow. It could be a destructive emotional pattern, psychological obsessions. It could be addictions, sexual healing. And it could very well be physical. I know that many in our congregation struggle with serious physical diseases, cancer among one of them. And we don't limit God. He's able to heal physical things. Perhaps the reading of the solemn collects may remind you of something. It does me every year, something that I think, oh wow, I forgot about that. We read, forgive me for I have not been responsible for taking care of your creation. And it never really occurs to me that much, but when I read that on Good Friday, I think, wow. Perhaps something in those collects will remind you of an area where healing is needed. But I'm going to put the cross up here. I'm going to ask you to come forward, write something, stick it on the cross, and we'll just have a moment of silence after the service. Feel free. We'll leave in silence. And again, feel free to sit up here by the cross and seek healing. I'll be in my office. We don't really talk or do anything after the service, but I'll certainly be here and in my office if you feel the need to talk or confess in some area.